time is. It's Pastor Adam's podcast.
Hello, friends. We're back again for another Wednesday Pastor Adam's podcast devotional thing. You know, I kept going back and forth with myself on today's devotional topic. And here's kind of where it stemmed from. This past week here at Point North Church at service, Pastor Tommy's talking about Paul and his writings from prison. And as he's talking, I'm thinking, I'm like, how, if he was in prison, you know, did he get these letters out to the churches? Because if you're being imprisoned for, you know, sharing the gospel with the people, I mean, you're being persecuted for your belief in Jesus. That's the main thing. Why in the world would you be allowed to write letters to the churches that he started? You know, like I was thinking, like, my envision was Paul was in some dark, dingy Roman cell, and somehow he has paper, and, you know, or parchment, and some making these letters, and then he just, you know, hands it off to a prison guard and being like, "Hey, can you get these to these churches?" And the guard's like, "Sure thing, boss. I'll get it. Where? What's the address of these places?" It just seemed weird to me. It was weird. So why wouldn't the prison guard or whoever just be like, say, "Sure thing," and then, you know, burn them or throw them away or whatever? It just didn't make a lot of sense to me, and that, you know, that these letters would get to the places they needed to be and become the letters that they've become. But my envisionment of what was happening back there wasn't accurate. I'd never actually done the research to the prison that he was in. Rather, apparently, Paul in Rome was essentially in, you know, house arrest in his own kind of home that he had there, where he had a guard outside. He could have visitors, friends to come see him. He was still able to preach, which is weird. It's like a weird circumstance. So he wasn't necessarily in some cage that we often think. It wasn't fun, for sure. Like, nobody wants to be under, we all know that from the pandemic. We don't want to be stuck in our house. So, right. But here's where I kind of go back and forth with myself. I wanted to start out the devotional saying we should all try to be more and more like Jesus every day, but there's really no way we can accomplish that. We are, you know, he's perfect and we are not, right? So while we're trying to attain our ultimate goal to be like Jesus, why don't we try to be more like Paul? But meaning, we can work as hard as Paul and do everything to the best of our ability to maximize our effort and all that to expand the kingdom. Because I always thought of Paul as like this ultimate hard worker who let nothing stand in his way of proclaiming Jesus. My picture of Paul in my mind was this, you know, crazy workaholic who's just nonstop evangelizing, like not a second is wasted. Never a moment for himself. Because just look at his accomplishments. But who's to say Paul was this nonstop worker? We don't. I don't know. For sure, we see the fruits of his labor. We saw that he did amazing things, and no one can take anything away from him on his successes for Jesus. But I started to think, if I was imprisoned in a house arrest situation, in my house, like I couldn't leave the house for years, right? But I still had resources at my disposal because he had the ability to meet with friends and, you know, write these letters, whatever like that. Wouldn't I be able to, you know, get a whole lot more accomplished than I currently do? Probably. And I'm talking like for Jesus. For instance, if I was secluded in, you know, my house with the resources, I could do a daily devotional like this. It'd probably be even better. I could put more time and effort into it, right? It wouldn't just be a once a week on Wednesday thing. It would be a 7 days a week. I could make them longer. I could make them more detailed. I would dive deeper into things and whatever I wanted, right? So that would get better. I would write more worship music. I could get albums of music out. I could write books. I could write scripts. I could do so much if I had the time to do that, because, you know, time is valuable asset that a lot of times we don't have. So when I think of Paul writing letters to the church from prison, I'm like, a part of me is like, well, I mean, he didn't have anything else he needed to do. Like, I mean, he had time. I mean, how long could these letters have taken him? Because he was in prison for 2 years in Rome under house arrest. So I'm just saying, you know, like, and again, I'm not taking anything away from Paul. But here's kind of where I landed on the topic. I still believe we should try to be more like Paul, because not so much of the workaholic nonsense, it's because he overcame so much and his faith remained so strong in his life that he was able to let God use him in bad situations, and he accomplished so much through these things. And here's where I want to start with the scripture. Ephesians 3:1 said, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles. The Apostle Paul was no stranger to hardships, you know, and at this time he was imprisoned not for crime, but for the cause of Christ. Paul wrote that we now call, he wrote what we call the prison epistles, you know, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. And it's crazy to consider that these letters that he wrote at that time are still cherished words of scripture, still transforming lives centuries later. Because Paul's circumstances didn't limit his purpose. And in fact, they refined and focused what he was doing. Instead of complaining, which I know a lot of people would do, he wrote. Instead of sulking, he discipled friends and people that were close, that were around him. Instead of waiting for freedom to do something, he maximized what he had, and that was time, you know, parchment or paper, or whatever. And he had the Spirit of God. And I think it's pretty often that we feel like we can't serve God in specific times and circumstances because we feel like we're stuck, or maybe we're in a job that we dislike, or we have a health battle that we're going through, or a toxic relationship or something like that. Or maybe we're just in a season of waiting, or I don't know. There's lots of things we justify for ourselves. But Paul's life shows us that the location and circumstances, they don't really determine our usefulness. Our purpose here is not put on pause because we're having hardships, but often it's revealed through those hardships. Philippians 1:12 says, now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. So he's saying, like, man, these bad things actually helped me get the gospel out. So let me ask you, are you using your current situation as a platform for God's glory? Or are you waiting for that perfect moment to begin your walk or your calling to serve him? And I wanted to show you something that I found really interesting. Let's read something from both Ephesians and Philemon, right? So Ephesians 3:1, he starts this by saying, for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ. And then he starts Philemon 1:1 with Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. You notice Paul didn't say prisoner of Rome. He considers himself a prisoner of Christ. His allegiance, his identity, and his perspective were shaped by Jesus, not Caesar. His mindset allowed him to see every circumstance, even chains, beatings, whatever bad things were happening to him in his life, was part of a divine assignment. And what did Paul do in those years of house arrest? Well, he wrote words that would change the world. And consider this. This is what he gave us while imprisoned. He gave us Ephesians, and Ephesians was a book that's revealing the mystery of the gospel. It's talking about unity of the church and talks about spiritual warfare. He gave us Philippians, and that's the epistle of joy, despite his, you know, chains or imprisonment. we have Colossians, and Colossians exalts Christ as supreme over all. And then Philemon, and that book models forgiveness and Christian brotherhood. And I like to think of it like this. Paul wasn't just writing letters. He was writing legacy. And he did it while living in challenging conditions, in discomfort, under guard. So really, what excuse do we have? But here's the thing. God doesn't need perfect conditions for us. He needs surrendered hearts. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But do you realize when he wrote that verse that's often used as, you know, a claim of success? I can do all things through Christ after you've done, right? That was written in the context of hardship. Like, he was struggling right then. Paul is saying, I can endure, thrive. I can produce even in prison because Christ is my strength. In Ephesians 5:15-16, it says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. So Paul didn't waste time even behind bars. He redeemed his time, using every moment to advance the kingdom. What we're doing, what are we doing with that time that we've been given? In a world that we have that's full of distractions and delays and obstacles and disillusionment, Paul's example calls us to action. Like, we often say, I'll serve God when, you know, life settles down, or I'll share my faith when I'm ready, when I feel like I know what to say. And in most cases, if that's how you're feeling, you're never ready. But Paul didn't have that luxury, and yet he accomplished more in confinement than most do in comfort. And I think that's probably where I get that feeling, that vision of Paul, that he's this workaholic because he accomplished so much while imprisoned. But again, I also think we can get a lot accomplished if we had nothing else to do. But maybe not. I don't know. I'm just, this is the inner battle that I have going on. But regardless, if Paul could write epistles that shaped theology and encouraged generations from a prison cell, what might God be able to do through us if, you know, we were fully surrendered? Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. So even if you're working behind a desk or holding, you know, a crying baby or battling an illness, you're not disqualified from kingdom work. You don't actually need a church, stage, a pulpit, a platform, a publishing deal to serve Jesus. You just need obedience and willingness. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to challenge you all. It's official. This is the first Pastor Adam podcast challenge. Paul wrote his epistles to churches and individuals to encourage, instruct, remind them of Christ. So what if we took time this week to write our own? Now, I'd be a fool to think that I could write something as good or as important as Paul did, because we know the letters are also the Word of God. I will never be able to write anything better than God had placed on the authors of the Bible's hearts. But we all can do some good stuff too. We can inspire people. We can help them. So here's what I want to challenge you to do. You have some options. You can write a letter to someone needing hope. And by the way, this is all in the context of pointing to Jesus. Hopefully I didn't have to point that out, but we might as well just make sure all our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted, right? Write a letter to someone needing hope. You could start a journal of what God is teaching you and then hand that down after years to the next generation, whatever. You can send a message of encouragement that points someone to Jesus today, right? You don't need a cell to begin. We don't have to be like Paul and just be like, well, got to go get arrested today. I got a lot to do for the kingdom. No, we don't need to do that. But what we do need is conviction and willingness. God's given you gifts, time, people around you. The question isn't, can he use you? It's, will you let him use you? So That's a good challenge that I think we can all take on and see what fruits we can get from that. So let's live such a way like Paul, someone willing to let God use us in all of our circumstances. So hopefully this was good for you today, that you got something out of it, and hopefully you'll take me up on that challenge, and I'll see you next Wednesday.